We'd like to take time out right about now and introduce the world right here on 90.3 FM to the lovely, the beautiful, the sexy, the glamorous, all in one package, Mia Rebel. How you doing, baby?
Hey, darling, how are you?
Welcome to the love zone.
Maurice Watts.
For those of you who do not know who she is by name, you may know her by her vocals from the soundtrack of the movie Empire. And she was the young one, I believe it was the Club Sing record. And she laid down on it.
Oh, yeah.
She says, hey, welcome to 90.3 FM, Mia.
I love you, New York, and I love some Maurice Watts.
Oh, thank you, baby. Thank you. Tell me, this new project going on, how's it going so far?
Well, I tell you, you know, it's a nice, beautiful road right now, so I'm really enjoying it. It's a lot of fun, Maurice, once you're in there.
Well, yeah, once you're out there doing it, it's all fun.
Oh, yeah.
Once you get the hook up, then it's smooth sailing.
Well.
Still hard work, huh? Oh, man, now, you know, I know a little about you, but we're going to take New York down memory lane with you and go into your past real quick and bring them up to the present. We ain't going to tell them about the skeleton part, all right?
Thank you.
Well, how long have you been singing, darling?
I say I've been singing since I was about 5 years old, doing dinner concerts for the family.
Mm-hmm.
Little Gladys Knight and the Pips. You know.
Since 5 years old, man.
Uh-huh.
Now tell me some of the, I'm not going to say former artists, but any of the artists that's in the industry or used to be in the industry that may have inspired you in your career.
Oh, yeah. I want to say Chaka Khan was instrumental in me doing a lot of wonderful riffing and some great technique.
Mm.
And Phyllis Hyman, who I was an understudy for, who I enjoyed working with very much before she passed, unfortunately.
Beautiful.
And I definitely have to say Patrice Rushen, which nobody ever mentioned, sending me forget-me-nots.
Hello.
And I cannot forget her.
Okay.
But she definitely produced her because I produce, and she definitely was instrumental to me.
To you doing it the way you do it.
Absolutely.
Huh? Oh, man. Well, hey, we're going to start right off top on the track number one here. You know, I like to take it from the beginning. And tell me a little about this song here.
Oh, this is I Gotta Have Me Some of You. So you can relieve me from all the tension inside. That's the hook. And basically,
I thought you was talking to me. I got off track for a minute there.
Oh, baby.
I was like, New York, we'll be back.
Basically, I'm talking to my Dr. Love, and I'm just telling Dr. Love, here I am. I want to be your patient.
Mm.
Operate with your plan.
Mm.
And that's what this one is.
That's what this is. New York City, sit back, relax, enjoy. This is me, a rebel baby. Ow.
Yes, Maurice.
H-O-T exclamation point. Oh, that's hot, baby.
Thank you, darling.
Dr. Love, treat her right.
Well, you know, New York, New York, New York.
Mm.
I love every drop of New York.
Mm, mm, mm. New York, you don't know how hard she's making this on me over here to do this interview. But nevertheless, we're going to keep on moving to the next track. Now, this record here, you know, you told me all about it now and how you feel about it. We're going to move to track two. And this one here is about what?
Whose bed have your boots been under?
Whose bed?
Oh, baby, I wonder, I wonder.
Uh-oh, now that sounds like somebody.
And it speaks for itself.
It do, huh? Okay, now, you know, sometimes people, a lot of artists, they write about life experiences and things like that. Some don't, some write fictitious, some write about things they, you know, think is going on in the world. Now, tell me about this song here. You said it speaks for itself.
I'm going to put it down real lovely. Right. My girlfriend, Mary Brown, who wrote the first Destiny's Childhood, No. She wrote that, and she came over one day. She's like, I want to write with you. And I said, okay, let's write. So, you know, she went over to her girlfriend's house and found somebody else, somebody's boots that she knew already underneath the bed, and she wanted to write about it. Mm. So I said, okay, well, let's put it down. And that's really how it happened. We sat on the patio, we wrote it, and we put it on my album.
And man, that was
a true story.
True story.
Why you living in a fantasy?
You know, I think the true stories are the best ones on Music Treats. You know?
Absolutely.
When you write something about the truth, people can relate to it, and you can probably feel. Now tell me, you're singing it. She wrote it, but are we gonna feel the hurt she felt when she saw him, or is this one of those?
Well, you know, we both wrote it. I had a little bit of emphasis in there too, but and I felt some pain too. What are you talking about?
Okay. Well, hey, let's see if New York is going. We're going to see if New York feel the pain on this one. This one is titled.
This is Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under?
I love the way she sounds. 90.3 FM. This is Mia Rebel.
You need to check out what's reality. Why are you playing with me? Why are you playing with me? Oh, I remember what you said.
Bad boy, bad boy. I'm glad I don't wear boots. Listening to the sounds of the lovely, beautiful, sexy, gorgeous. Oh, let me get back to the interview. You're listening to Mia Rebels right here on 90.3 Love FM. Yeah, man. Get up now. Mia.
Yeah, baby. Mm-mm. I'm right here. Mm. New York.
Oh, you laying it on them. You want to know.
Oh, baby, I wonder.
Whose boots and beds been under? Listen to it. Mia, baby. Come back up to that microphone.
You rocking that.
Oh, Lord.
Rock that, baby.
Oh. Mm. This thing is hot. How you like it, sir?
I love it.
You love it, huh? Yeah. Oh. Man, now tell me, who's working with you on this track here? Who's in the band?
Oh, yeah.
Some musicians? Let's
give
them some love.
Let me break it down for you.
Break it down, baby.
This is two people.
Two people.
This is me. Mm-hmm. And this is Grammy Award winning Mr. Richard Joseph, who's one of
love y'all, Richard Joseph. come up on the project.
And,
all right, Richard.
I met Richard one day for some other reason now, because of somebody else.
And wasn't his boots, right?
He said, I know you, me and Rebel. I know you. And I said, you do? He said, yeah, I heard about you. And you got a dad in your bag, don't you? I said, yeah. He said, let me hear it. I let him hear it. He told me right then and there, I want to be your partner.
Your partner.
Show up to work tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Let's drop some papers. And we did. We did it. And we sat and we did this compilation, this album. We did it together, and we had a ball together. And now we're reaping the benefits, which is because it, you know, it doesn't happen overnight, darling.
Heck no. Some people think it do. You know, some people look up there and see him up on stage with the bling blings and all that, and thinking that, oh man, he just made his first album. No, there's a lot of background work going on.
Oh yeah.
Mention the background. Let's get into that. I'm sure you probably did a lot of background work or something. You ever done any background singing?
Oh yeah, I've sang with the wonderful Teddy Riley.
Teddy,
what's up, baby? Mwah. I've done stuff for Ron Fazari. I've worked with Wyclef Jean. I've worked with Jerry Duplessis, which is Wyclef's cousin. And I've worked with Burt Bacharach. I've worked with.
So see, you've done your homework.
So I did a lot of backgrounds, but only in the studio. I didn't go out on tour with too many people.
Okay.
In the beginning, and then I started going out on tour with folks and. Then I said, you know what? I think I'll do this myself.
Do it yourself, huh?
And here I am.
Well, hey, so far, so good. We're going to move up to a ballad.
Oh, yeah.
Right, we're going to drop down to track number 7. Tell me about it before I lay it on them.
New York, this is She Says from the movie Empire, starring John Leguizamo, Isabella Rossellini, Denise Richards, featuring Mia Rebel.
Now, if you didn't see that movie, I'm telling you now, you need to see it. At least listen to it.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Listen to it, right,
That's
baby?
Right, darling.
The club scene.
That's right.
And, hey, but no, I saw the movie, nice movie. And,
You
know, it's funny. Me and Lionel, we was talking, and we got to say hello to Lionel.
Lionel Durant.
What's up, Lionel, baby? Making it happen. And, I got to say, he's definitely working hard. He's got your back.
Oh, yes, he does.
Me and Disco Al, we had just left Harlem. We went to the Bronx and got a call from Tony down at Sam's Fish Market. And he said, hey, man, I got a young guy down here. He's got an artist. He said, I gave him your name and number and told him that you got your distribution label and you could hook him up. I said, what do you want? He said, he wants you to come back down to Harlem to meet him. I said, well, man, you know, I'm heading home. I'm in the Bronx already. And he said, yo, you need to come hear it, man. I said, well, who is the artist? He said, Mia Rebel. I said, Mia Rebel? Who's Mia Rebel? You know, and they said, from the movie. I said, what movie? And they said, Empire. I said, Empire. I had just looked at that movie, Empire. I'm like, okay, which actress was she? And they said, no, she was the singer in the club. I said, okay, Mia Rebel. I said, I remember the club scene. I remember it was something hot. And I said, okay, how long will he be there? He said, he'll be there as long as I need to get there.
Wow.
So we got to give Lionel some love because...
Lionel Durant, I tell you, you are a wonderful marketing extraordinaire.
You better keep him because I'm getting ready to hire him too.
That's all right, baby. Hire him.
Once again, we want to say hello to Lionel and we want to thank him for handing us this project right here. This is from the soundtrack of Empire. Featuring Mia Rebel.
We started out as friends, and then you would always be the one who loves me.
you was going to tape it and not buy it. Mm-mm. I'm going to talk on it, baby. Oh, man, she says. This is from the Empire soundtrack. Now, Mia, you got to tell me, how did you land up with this one in the movie? Tell me about it, baby.
This is a great story.
Tell me about it.
Wow. The director of the film is Frank Reyes, and he and my partner, Richard Joseph, are really close friends. Mm. Now, Frank was trying to get this movie done for so long. That's why I said it's not easy. You know what I'm saying? So, Richard believed in him, and we got him over to all the great contacts. But Frank is a songwriter who wrote for the Cover Girls and all those European girl acts.
Okay.
He got this track to write with my producer and was supposed to write it and never wrote it.
Okay.
And maybe 3 or 4 months or however long went by, and his situation changed, and he's like, yeah, I want that track back so I can write it for my movie. And Richard said, I'm sorry, I can't do that because Mia Rebel wrote it and it's hers now.
Hello.
So he said, I'm coming over to the studio because it has to be in my movie. Let me see what she did. He came over to the studio. I had just, finished doing some ad-libs and stuff on it and a little bit of background on it, just a little finishing stuff. And he came in and I was leaving. It was my first time meeting him, and it was nice to meet him. And I was walking down the street 3 minutes later, and the phone rang on my cell phone, and I was told, get your butt back here. We want this in the movie. And I said, well, what in the movie? Want the song in the movie, Mia. Come back.
Mm-hmm.
I said, is this for real? I've been through this before.
Right.
And they said, come back upstairs. We want to discuss something with you. So I came back upstairs. It was a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
I walked out. I didn't think about it twice. The last day of shooting the movie was the day that I got to come in. So they shot the whole film in Harlem and the Bronx, down on Wall Street and Midtown. Mm-hmm. And the one last day, only the song was supposed to be in the movie, not me.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, bring Mia. We know we didn't ask you to be in the movie. We just wanted your song. But now we want you to come down here, sing it in the movie.
Right.
And I said, thank you, God.
All right.
I was very grateful.
Man, not only do they get to hear you, they get to see you. Remember, it's Empire. She says. Well, we're going to move on through to another track right here on this beautiful album. We're going to go to track 9, and you're going to tell me a little something about this one. Oh, she said, look at, she's smiling. It must be something behind this. Before we get into this, though, because we have another guest in the studio with you, I want to introduce the young man here to New York City.
Greg Kirschenbaum.
Greg, step up to the mic, baby.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Love Zone, Greg.
Appreciate it, Maurice. Glad to be here.
A wonderful sponsor
of this beautiful project.
Well, I had a little something to do with it.
A little something, but hey, your little something helped make something.
That's how it goes.
All right, so hey, you like the Manhattan say, there's no her without you?
Something.
When it
well,
comes
no,
to this,
she stands up on her own.
Yeah, but
you know,
when it comes
just
to
a
the
big
sponsor,
fan.
But you're a sponsor.
I'm a sponsor, but I'm a big fan. That's what happened. I heard the music.
Mm-hmm.
And, every artist needs help.
Amen.
And, my thing is I'm a musician. I ain't never going to make any money as a musician in this town. So I live through other beautiful artists. That's what I do, and I enjoy the beautiful sounds.
Mm.
New York, give it up to Maurice Watts. Beautiful, sweet sounds over at this station.
Thank you, man.
90.3.
Thank you. We're just thrilled to be here.
Appreciate you spinning.
No problem at all.
Absolutely.
It's a pleasure to have you guys here. And, sometimes artists don't always bring their sponsors around. So I got to give it up to Mia for bringing the sponsor with her.
Oh, yeah.
Giving the
absolutely. Go nowhere without the spin.
People don't know about the people behind the scene, And I like when I hear artists acknowledge the people behind the scene that pits up the money and stuff. Sometimes, hey, people think the artist go in and do it all, but
nah, it doesn't go like that. That's true.
It don't cost $30 to make a record no more. $30,000 either. So hey, trust me. So hey, once again,
this is my favorite track.
All right, tell me about this one, Mia. Tell me what makes that smile come on your face and your eyes go up and all that.
Actually, I smile because it's heartbreaking, baby. Sometimes, sometimes you put the pain down on the you know, on the vinyl or on the, for now, the CD. And you let it stay there. So okay. I smile because the pain doesn't reside in me anymore.
You take the negative and make it a positive.
It's over there, and people get to grow and learn from that. All so right. that makes me smile because I don't feel that way anymore. But I did, honey.
You did, huh?
Oh, yes, I did.
all right, I'm going to leave it to the vocals on the records. I'm not even going to make you bring it out, all right? 90.3 FM, this is Mia Rebel.
Saw you walking in the rain alone again. Remembering the days when I knew you were my man. Sorry, boy, but I just don't understand why I'm waiting here alone by the phone again. Tonight, I know that you must be hurting inside. Gone are the days of you and I. Only lonely hearts and tears that I cry. I can't wait, no, I can't wait. Please don't make me wait. We have made the biggest mistake.
That's all you can say behind something as sensuous as that.
Thank you, Daddy.
The lovely, lovely Mia Rebel, right here on 90.3 FM. She's known as the Hit Factor. That's because back-to-back hits comes out of her mouth. 90.3 FM says so, baby. The only station that play it when you say it just the way you like it. Darling, we're gonna slide into track number 10.
Yeah.
She said, oh yeah.
Just can't get you out of my mind.
You talking about the CD? Oh, okay. Nevertheless, I mentioned it. We wanna make sure we let New York know. First time played in 90.3 FM, debut of the Mia Rebel CD. And from what we understand, WOR is playing it. Some other stations in Georgia.
Yes.
Yeah, so
yes.
Hey, but guess what? Today is being played worldwide. London, Brazil, Germany, everywhere.
Beautiful, baby.
2,102 internets.
Yeah.
under the sounds of Mia Rebel, alright? Now that's the power of the Love Zone, baby. Be sure that when you stop by on mauricewatch.com, you click on the guest book, you can leave a message there for Mia. We'll make sure she get it, alright? mauricewatch.com. And hey, I'm sure there is some way for your fans to contact you in case they want to reach out to you for some bookings or something. Got a contact number?
Oh, absolutely.
What would that be?
You can contact me at 347-738-6611. That's right. 347-538-7611.
That's the voice of the lovely Mia Rebel. This is track 10. Just Can't Get You Out of My Mind. Talk to me about this one, baby. Tell me about it.
Well, originally I started thinking about the Almighty and then my mother, and then I just started thinking about everything and everybody that was important to me.
All right. Found that you just couldn't get them out of your mind, huh?
Sure enough.
Well, hopefully after tonight, the Love Zone will be in your mind each and every Friday night from 8 p.m. until the stroke of midnight.
Without a doubt. And everywhere I look, you're in everything I see. You're
a rebel,
stranger to me. You're everything I need. You are the sunshine.
Sounds of the lovely Miss Mia Rebel. You know, I can feel it when you're singing it, baby.
Thank you, Maurice.
Such a beautiful, beautiful song right here in the Love Zone. Now, we're going to move up to a track that is hot, that is funky, from the Hit Factory herself. Now, track number 6 seemed to be both of y'all favorite track. Huh?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about
it. I know everything.
You know everything?
I know I'm not the only one.
Uh-oh.
Is the hook.
Okay.
So I hope you're having fun.
Okay.
My baby. And so, since I'm not the only one, I guess I'll go and have my fun.
Uh-oh.
Because you're breaking my heart.
I know.
Oh, boy.
This is it, y'all. By the way, this beautiful CD is available at cdbaby.com, right?
Look That's
up
right, me, baby.
Look up Mia Rebel. Oh, yeah. And hey, we're going to see about getting it in MauriceWatch.com CD store for y'all also, all right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're going to make sure that they can get it, all right? Mwah! This is called I Know. We're going to close out with it. Mia, baby.
Come on, baby.
Let me hear you get down live, baby. Go.
Baby, please make up your mind. You need to know that I can see the signs. You used to love me tender. Hold me tight with sweet surrender. You know two can play this way, but all I have to say is careful what you say to me when you cry in fidelity. Cause some things you just can't hide, and this is hurting me inside. You couldn't even be discreet. I know why you're sweating me. You think I'm too blind to see, but you're not fooling me.
That's her live, New York City, 90.3 FM. The lovely, the beautiful, sensuous Miss Mia Rebel, y'all. Who you want to say hello to around here in New York? Some of your family and friends before you go.
I'd like to give a shout out to David.
We don't do shout outs. We can send love. Send love.
I'm so sorry, baby. I'm going to send some love, then.
Send love today.
David Fischoff, I send you some love, baby. Mwah. I send Lionel Durant lots of love. Greg Kirschenbaum, a bunch of love.
Mwah, Mia,
All of the lawyers that are listening right now, they love me so much. I send y'all love, too.
And I'm going to send a little love to my old man. My father graduated City College in 1966.
All right.
Yes.
Absolutely. Give it to my old man, New York.
Oh, my. New York City, once again, that's the lovely Mia Rebel. Mia, darling, thank you for stopping by 90.3 FM.
I love you, Maurice Watts.
Thank you, Maurice.
I love you, New York, baby.
You know it. Hey, we'll see you around. Remember, the doors of 90.3 is always open to you. Back in New York City, stop by sometime.
Thank you for having me.
Ciao, baby. Bye.
With you, so what am I supposed to do when there's someone else loving you? And if that's how you want to play, you need to hear me say, I know I'm not the only one, so I hope you're having fun, my baby. And so, since I'm not the only one, guess I'll go and have my fun.
That's the lovely, lovely Mia Rebel right here on 90.3 FM. Hey, off the mic, she just promised me she will be back to help co-host a show with me one Friday night. So she's obligated to that now.